Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. As you all well know, we are out at the Minnesota State Fair. I believe we're at year 14 or 15 now that we've been out there, and what an opportunity we have been given. Remember when King David prayed, "Lord, give unto me the heathen as thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth as thine." Oh my goodness, folks, it's the people are there for the taking, and that's the only thing we can take with us, are the souls that are saved by the power of the Holy Ghost through us. And we are going to be out there again, and we are out there again this year, from August 25th to September 5th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I'll tell you what, the routine that we have going on here is just insane. Anybody would say to me, "Bradley, what are you doing? You're burning yourself out on four ends." It's like, I know, but they're worth it. And we only get one opportunity. Life is but a vapor. We're to redeem the time, for the days are evil. And the heart of God is to go out and seek and save that which is lost. And Matthew 4:19 tells us, "Follow me," Jesus said, "and I will cause you to become fishers of men." And that's exactly what we've been doing for the last 14 or 15 years at the Minnesota State Fair. We're at the east end of the grandstand, two rows in. In the state of Minnesota. Now, I would say this to those that are outside of the state of Minnesota. How many times have we come to your state? You know, and the fact of the matter is there's got to be a little reciprocity here sooner or later, right? But if you're in town, please come down to the Minnesota State Fair or on the east end of the grandstand. We're going to be there till September 5th. Again, east end of the grandstand, two rows in. And, folks, thus far, it's been fantastic. It's been absolutely fantastic. So, with that said, everybody listening to the propagandists, to the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, those that are good for nothing to be trodden under the foot of men, Matthew 5:13. Yeah, I heard them too. Isn't it interesting how the government keeps offering you money to give up more of your freedoms? Look at how intrusive they are. Oh, my goodness. I was at the post office this morning. I'm one of those guys. I'm not trying to be a rock star. I'm not above the people. I'm below the people. I'm here to serve the people, not to be served by the people. And I'm comparing myself to those out there, friends, that have this mindset that because you're on social media platforms and you're on the radio, that we're unreachable people. Now, there's those that play that game. I get those. I know who they are. But we don't do that here. And the reason I'm saying that is because while we were at the post office this morning, you know, showing you that we do normal things like the rest of us, right, because we're in it to serve the people, as I just said. It's interesting, at the post office, a lady was filling out a form, and she says, "Well, why does the government need all of this information?" And I wasn't in the conversation. I was behind her two people, and I just said, "Well, why do you think?" And it just came out. And I guarantee you, just that, "Why do you think?" got her to think in a way that she probably hasn't thought before. Look at how intrusive they have become. Going back to the useful idiots, to the conservative outlets today. And what are they doing? They're talking about how the government's offering you money to give up more of your freedoms. Isn't that how slaves are made? Yeah, that's exactly how slaves are made. It's exactly how slaves are made. You know, and you can put this into context how you will concerning the point that I'm making even now. But let's even go back to our forefathers who understood as to how to deal with the language of those that were doing their best to bear rule over every facet of their lives. Remember, they didn't put up with that, right? Three quarters of the Declaration of Independence was our forefathers throwing off a tyrant that wouldn't be ruled by God. Isn't it interesting that Ben Franklin said, those who would give up essential liberty, just give them a little more. Just give them a little more. They'll pay to do it. They'll pay to do it, right? Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And it's exactly what we have seen. We really seen this come to light in a big way, in a new way. At least when it comes to our understanding after September 11, 2001. But again, oh my goodness, friends, listen, they're just constantly asking you to give up more information, to give up more of your freedoms, and they're willing to pay you to do it. Again, let me remind you, that is how slaves are made, friends. We're going to be talking about setting up their political opposition. Well, guess what? That's happening today through the Gestapo, known as the FBI. And isn't it interesting, friends, how everybody's equating the FBI and the CIA and the current administration to the Gestapo? Bradley, why do you stay on that? Because we've been led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, to do that. And guess what? 3 and 5 years later, now we're here, right? He shows us things to come. He hasn't changed, again, just for the record. I want to show you something really quick, and it's about Anthony Fauci. And it is a video that just recently came up. And it was Dr. Fauci, as they call him, being exposed by Dr. Robert E. Wilner, that testified against Dr. Fauci and how he was guilty of genocide during the 1980s. I want you to hear this because, again, friends, it's important that you do hear this. And we want people to be wise to what's going on here. We don't want them to be unwise concerning the issues of the day. And the way to do that is NIH, to equip them
Gallo
with knowledge.
Fauci and Hazeltine and Essex and the rest of these scoundrels of the worst
1980s.
Order. Criminals guilty of genocide, without a doubt. I invite them to take me to court. I wish Burroughs Welcome would take me to court.
1980s.
Because they have been putting out a killer drug knowingly.
1980s.
Because in a court of law, I would have the opportunity to provide the absolute proof and evidence, as I have in my book, Deadly Deception. Now, I'm not alone in what I'm doing here today. How does the press escape such obvious truths?
1980s.
Why would the finest virologist in the world, the most noted virologist, member of our National Academy of Sciences, Peter Duisberg, why would he put his entire career, and I will put the lie to the individuals of the NIH, particularly Gallo and Fauci and Hazeltine and Essex, and the rest of these scoundrels of the worst order.
Of the worst
criminals
order.
Guilty of genocide.
Criminals guilty of genocide. Talking about Dr. Fauci in the 1980s.
Without a doubt. I invite them to take me to court. I wish Burroughs Welcome would take me to court.
Okay, folks, you're understanding what's going on here and the point that I'm making, right? The reason we're talking about Fauci now doing the same things is because the people didn't rise up and deal with Fauci back in the 1980s, so he did it again. That's what we're dealing with in this country. And, folks, it's getting to the point now where we're being set up as their political opposition, where they're setting us up as the criminals when, in fact, they're the ones guilty of the crime. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
The This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I wanted to let you know, I was just highlighting during the last segment there, in the 1980s, doctors were exposing Fauci for genocide. I just want to say that again. Doctors in the 1980s were exposing Anthony Fauci for genocide. Okay, and the reason he did it in the 80s, the reason he did it in the 90s, the reason he did it in the 2000s, now we're in the 2020s, right? Concerning this last pandemic, it's interesting. They're repeat criminals, and they're repeat criminals because the American people haven't come to terms with the fact that they themselves are the law under God. Now, I know I say this quite a bit, but I want you to understand where this is extracted from outside of Scripture, which this is premised on, Exodus 18:25. Okay, you ready for this? This is actually none other than Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America. He said, "Bear always in mind that the nation or a nation ceases to be Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law." Americans, you are the law. And the reason you're dealing with an Anthony Fauci or a Joe Biden or these repeat criminals, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes, the Trumps, the list goes on, is because you have failed to realize that you, under God, are the law. Okay? And again, let me remind you that you have these repeat criminals because you have, for some reason or another, forfeited your understanding of who you are to bring these people to justice. William Merrill. He said, he was the first Earl of Mansfield. He said, "True liberty can exist only when justice is equally administered to all." Let me say it again. No, in other words, nobody's above the law. Nobody is above the law. True liberty can only exist when justice is equally administered to all. So the reason you have a repeat criminal such as those that you have in front of you, Psalm 12:8, is because Americans, not only have you forsaken the law, but you don't understand that there are commandments given unto us by God to bring about judgment, Isaiah 26:9, upon those heads of those repeat criminals. How do you deter crime? Be the law. Bring judgment, Isaiah 51, verse 4. I want to show you something really quick. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, what was this? When we were doing a lot of high schools across the country, hundreds per year, what's interesting is we did a documentary. We aired it in Minneapolis on CW television here for, I think it was 5, 6, 7 weeks in a row. And then a national television outlet picked it up. And that was from the East Coast, I'm sorry, the West Coast, and then they aired it for 42 weeks on nationwide television. And the series is called My War. But what I want to do is I just want you to see the feedback, because this is available to all of you for free. It's called Equipping the Saints, but the whole documentary is called My War. And it's the information that we've been giving to you for the last 17 years on radio. And I just want to see your opinions, or hear back from you as to what your opinions are concerning this five-part documentary series. Okay, I want you to see the feedback, and I want you to hear the feedback. And by the way, if you want to go online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you'd like to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let me bring you to the My War series. Oh, did I forget to tell you? Yes, I did. Not only did it air on national TV, not only did we air it on local TV, but we also brought it to the movie theaters in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And we packed the theaters out, educating the people in Minnesota that cared enough about their future and about their posterity the way that our forefathers did. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Let's go ahead and listen to the feedback from those that actually took the time to come and watch that documentary that's available to you on sonsoflibertymedia.com called Equipping the Saints. Check it out. Responses coming up.
That was the best documentary I've ever seen.
Absolutely fantastic.
I'm still confounded over the whole thing.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there. You know, this is actually really going to hit.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and stand and say, enough is enough. We've had enough.
The number of abortions and just the facts behind that was one thing that really stuck out to me.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
Representatives, state troopers.
Wow, I can't believe he did this.
So, folks, if you'd like to check it out, please do. I've never done that, and why I did that today, I have no idea, but I just wanted to share with you the availability of My War, which is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, again, it's absolutely free, friends. It's absolutely free. I wanted to show you something, too, because one of the things that I've continuously shared with my listeners and viewers is this. Saul Alinsky has always used the tactic, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. I've reiterated the point, and people are going to wait until they see this one come to pass, but rest assured it's happening before our very eyes today. People haven't come to the realization that the walls are down outside of judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. But your politicians, not only are they alluring them in, but they're alluring them in for the very reason that they're looking for people that will support them. And why is that? Because they don't have the support of the American people. That's why they're alluring the illegals into the United States of America today. That is absolutely a fact. And so with that said, what they want to do is they want to get the voters to outvote the American people, and that's why they're bringing the illegals in. But again, here it is. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Well, it's interesting because we know that Joe Biden's Twitter account is fake. We know that Hillary Clinton's was fake. We know that Barack Obama's Twitter account followers were completely fabricated. And the reason they fabricate them, again, is this is how they oppress an ignorant people. They want you to believe that everybody's in agreement with them so far as to how many followers they have. When it came to Hillary Clinton, friends, when she kicked off her presidential campaign, we know as a fact because we've got the video and we played it for you several times as the news pieces came out that only 14 people came to help her kick off her presidential campaign. When she did so. And the only ones that were supporting her were the mainstream media to promulgate the lie, friends, that the American people have actually put her up to be a presidential contender. This has been going on for a long time. And then we have voter fraud. It goes hand in glove. Just to show you, folks, that they don't have the support, only to prove the point again, like we found in Joe Biden in Arizona. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden had not one person show up. We played that video. We played that audio for you. Folks, it's all an illusion. That's how dictators bear rule, is the people have to believe their lies. Okay. Yesterday, Eric Mortensen, he's a representative. He had actually went to the booth of Tim Walz here in the state of Minnesota. And just to prove the point that he has not been voted in by the American people, no more than Keith Ellison has, friends, we know that they've been planted by the CIA. We know this is a fact. Okay, 5 million people in this state did not vote those criminals in. There's billboards all over the state of Minnesota where they have Tim Walz dressed up as a clown. And it says, where is Tim Walz? Nobody knows where he's at. He doesn't appear anywhere except on television when he needs to. He's from Nebraska, like Keith Ellison's from Michigan. And I figured the CIA figured that they would have to get some people that would turn on people from from different states, as if to suggest that they're not born in the United States. And Minnesota's not a part of the United States, no more than Nebraska or Michigan is. I guess that's how ignorant some of these people are. But the point is, they don't have the support. I want to show you this video. This is Eric Mortensen at Tim Walz. Now, keep in mind, there's literally hundreds of thousands of people that go to the state fair every single day. Okay, and I want to show you what Eric Mortensen actually found when he went to Tim Walz's booth at the Minnesota State Fair.
Minnesota State Fair. Nobody at Governor Walz's
not
booth.
Not one person
asked,
at Tim Walz's
he's
booth.
He's not going to be here today.
Not a one.
I said, well, where are your people? And she said, they're, everybody's enjoying the fair. I'm like,
not
well,
one
so
person there to support Tim
Nobody
Walz, Minnesota.
At Governor Walz's booth. Now, I mean, look at this.
Okay.
It's like the guy's the plague.
So with that said, friends, what he did is he jumped over to another booth of a guy running for governor, and there was a long line of that said candidate for the gubernatorial in the state of Minnesota shaking hands and answering questions. It was packed. You decide as to how you're being duped, folks, because you're being duped. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is pushing back on reports U.S. Embassy personnel in Iraq are being evacuated after violent clashes escalate in Baghdad. Today, White House official John Kirby said the administration is concerned about the violence growing in Iraq, but swatted down earlier reports that U.S. personnel were being airlifted out.
Now's the time for dialogue, not escalated confrontation. And above all, we urge those involved to remain calm, to abstain from this violence, and pursue peaceful avenues of redress. The right to peacefully protest in public is a fundamental element of all democracies.
At least five protesters have been killed by security forces in Baghdad. The high-security fencing is now gone from the U.S. Supreme Court. Crews removing the 7-foot-tall barrier that was placed around the building on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Police in Arizona say an armed man with a high-powered rifle wearing tactical gear killed two people and wounded two Phoenix officers. Police report the man left a hotel in North Phoenix late Sunday night and immediately began shooting at that same hotel. He then shot and killed a man and woman who stopped in their car to see what was happening and wounded two police officers who arrived at the scene. The man is also dead, but it's unsure if police killed him or he killed himself. More young children are getting poisoned by button batteries. A study published in the medical journal Pediatrics says trips to emergency rooms are soaring with one button battery-related ER visit every hour. These batteries contain lithium, which is toxic and can burn the esophagus. T-Mobile is adding Apple Plus as a permanent perk for its top-tier unlimited wireless plan customers. It had been previously offered free for 1 year after subscribing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. This is just highly irregular what's been going on over here over the last couple weeks. Not only did our numbers get cut in half from one outlet from 40 to 50 to 60,000 every day down to 20,000, but our subscribers froze for a moment. It re-engaged, and then we noticed the viewers are going lower. And we talked to some professionals on the outside, and they said, Bradley, they're zeroing in on your contact. I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that there's so many people right now that are equating not only the CIA to the Gestapo, but also because of the FBI are being equated to the American version of the Gestapo as well. And why is that? Well, because what they're doing, friends, is they're setting up their political opposition. And if you're on social media platforms right now, you can see exactly what I'm talking about. It's insane. But we're talking about what needs to be talked about. Let me say this before we kick this off, folks. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, which you see happening right now through big tech companies, it's not going to happen. It is happening. Okay? It's not going to happen. It is happening, and it's happening illegally in the United States. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, completely illegal in America today, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of the increasingly repressive measures Is that what's happening? Until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens, hello, and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Now, I want to counter that as a positive, because I do understand that those that are born of the Spirit of God, they overcome the world. And what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. 1 John 5. Okay? What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. We're made more than conquerors. Okay? Who does that? Jesus does. Through us, friends. And the Bible says that we're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And is it true? Oh, absolutely it's true. Romans 8:37. But what we need to understand, friends, is Thomas Jefferson said that when a people fear the government, you have tyranny. Is that where things are at today? Are people afraid of what's going on? Now, I know not all of them are, but people are bothered by what's going on. Regardless of who they are at every given level, they're bothered by what's going on because they see a government gone rogue. Is that true? Yep. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. But we have seen a government gone rogue. That's exactly what's happening, as I just said. But now, Thomas Jefferson said on the other side of that, when the government fears the people, diabolical, filial, it matters not. It's as to how they're going to respond to the truth or the law that the people are in this country today. And Thomas Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. Okay, but what you see today is you see your liberties being what? They're being warred against. Your liberties at every given step, friends, are being assailed by those said agencies, by the way, which many are unconstitutional. And as I've said 1,000 times before, and I'll say it 1,000 times again, friends, these agencies have been put up not to protect the little guy from the big guy. That's how it's sold to we the people, but that's not at all how it's being played out. How it's being played out is we see over and over and over again, these agencies are protecting corruption and warring against the very people, the constituents per se, that they're supposed to be protecting. But again, is it true? When I say we see the opposite happening today, on so many different levels, friends, on so many different levels, it's sick, to say the least. I labeled or titled the show today, Setting Up Their Political Opposition. And I'm talking about the FBI, friends, because what we're seeing, friends, is the FBI is acting outside of their scope of authority, which, by the way, again, is unconstitutional. So forgive me for even saying what I just said. They don't have the constitutional authority to exist in the first place, no more than the CIA does. And I wish people really understood what I'm telling you. In other words, they're null and void. But again, these are the people that are incriminating and demonizing the people in this country. And this is exactly what dictators do. They've done it in the past, and they're doing it today. That's why they're calling them the American version of Gestapo. Now, if you haven't seen this, this is a poll. Many U.S. voters in America today believe the FBI is Biden's personal Gestapo. Okay? Just so you can see for yourself. Many people, and it's not just Biden. Folks, it's every one of the administrations that the American people have tolerated. Every single one of them have played out the use of these agencies for their own personal gain. We've seen back in the 90s where it was actually Clinton. He would attack his opposition by putting them under an audit. And it's exactly what's happening again today, going fast forward on so many different levels. And again, I just wish people would open their eyes to understand the severity of what, in fact, is happening today under the FBI. I shared with you last week, besides Mandela Bay, you know, I got to tell you this, and I'm just shooting from the hip right now concerning what's coming to my aid, but I remember we had John Guandolo, former FBI, right after Mandela Bay. He was on the morning show with Tim Brown. And he kept talking about how the terrorists, and he was equating them, of course, to the Muslims in America that were responsible for what took place at Mandela Bay, Las Vegas, some time ago. And so what I did is when I kept hearing him talk about how it's the terrorists, it's this, that are responsible for this, that, and the other thing, I called up and I said, John, I'm just curious. You keep talking about the terrorists, as if to suggest that they're Muslims, but one question I have for you, it wasn't... was it the terrorists that changed the narrative six times? Or was that the mainstream media taking their orders from the said sheriffs and the local FBI in Las Vegas? And of course, I became a plague to the truth in their minds because I said the obvious. It's not the terrorists as you would believe them to be as the Muslims' friends. Remember, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, said James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America. It wasn't the terrorists, as they would have you believe, that changed the narrative. Not once, twice, three times, four times, five times, or even six times. No, folks. It was the mainstream media and the FBI and the sheriffs in Las Vegas that were changing the narrative. Now, is that what the Muslims were doing through them? Were they forced? Was there a forced gun to the heads of those that were changing the narrative? Absolutely not. It means they were covering something up. They're false flags. It's the same thing that happened in the Davidian branch in Texas back in the 90s. At that particular time, it was the ATF, which is an unconstitutional agency. Who started those fires? Who did the demolitions? Who was doing the killing, folks? I mean, think about it. But the mainstream media said it was him that was responsible, David Koresh. But yet, if you had eyes to see, you could see exactly who was doing it. And it wasn't the Davidian branch people. And I'm not justifying them. It's the same thing when I say that of the Weavers, Randy Weaver, who's no longer with us today. The mainstream media wanted to demonize Randy Weaver and his family, but when the details came out, Randy Weaver sued the government for $3.1 million and he won the case. For why? For why? Because the government was terrorizing Randy Weaver because he didn't go along with what the government was trying to force him to do when they were trying to infiltrate the Aryan Nation. During that particular time. So far, friends, that they had to shoot his little 14-year-old boy, Samuel. So far that they had his wife, when she stepped outside with the baby in her arms, it was the FBI that shot the wife dead with the baby in her arms. It was the FBI that used monitors, friends, to sit there and talk to Randy and another man and the daughter of Randy Weaver that were inside of that cabin, hoping that they would get out somehow or another, where they were sitting there talking about, Mrs. Weaver, could you make breakfast? Mocking the dead little 14-year-old boy. This was your FBI, Americans. This was the same FBI, and I'm not suggesting that there's not good people in those agencies, but the good people in those agencies need to clean house because they're tarnishing the reputation of themselves if they fail to do so. But just going fast forward, I shared with you last week when we were talking about how in that of New Mexico, how they had a jihadi camp there. These were Muslims. But they were being protected by the said administration during that time. These were jihadi camps raising up kids with weaponry, friends. They were armed, just like Fast and Furious. Remember Fast and Furious when Obama's administration, along with Eric Holder, both those criminals, were the ones that were found to actually being guilty of trafficking guns to the Mexican people, where they then blamed the American people for the crimes that they were committing over in Mexico. Do you remember that? Well, go back to New Mexico. Remember the jihadi camp that they raised up there? And then they found a dead little boy in a canal, and they found canals throughout that little jihadi camp that they had there in New Mexico. We had the sheriff online who had told us that the FBI came in, friends, and destroyed all the evidence. I mean, folks, you got to quit acting. You got to shut your TVs off and understand that the way that they've been portrayed to the American people is not always the case. It's not always the case. I just seen, and I'm going to the other side, and to suggest that Donald Trump, who did nothing but serve the establishment, is under fire by the FBI. No, this is another delusion. This is another lie, because this is all zeroed in on the American people, right? As Donald Trump, who's worth $3 billion, sends me another request for more aid to help him get out of the jam that he's allegedly in. Folks, they're capitalizing on you. and these agencies are being used to do so. Remember what Mengele said, the angel of death under that of Adolf Hitler, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. Oh, just wait a second until I tell you what the FBI is responsible for.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So let me get to this, because following the FBI raid, right, we've been told, on the 45th President of the United States at Mar-a-Lago, his home and his resort, video has resurfaced showing investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson. Atkinson, I can barely see it, sorry, telling Republican members of Congress that the FBI threatened, listen carefully, threatened to what? The FBI threatened to plant child pornography on her husband's computer. Why? Because she stood in opposition to Anthony Fauci and the pandemic. This is the FBI. It's called Operation Pacifier. It's called Operation Pacifier, friends. Speaking to a panel of congressional representatives that included Rep. Matt Gaetz, who, by the way, is under investigation for child trafficking. He's allegedly a pedophile. So you got the fox in the chicken coop doing the investigation. Okay? Reminds me of Jason Chaffetz sitting on the congressional hearing or investigation of Extortion 17, which we know from the family members Jason helped cover up the crimes of the government concerning those individuals, Navy SEALs, that were on that C-47. Okay? Matt Gaetz was there, Louie Gohmert, and Lauren Boebert, who she's nothing but, folks, she's a grandstander. She loves the attention. I think she was daddy's girl, but if I ever have the opportunity to talk to her, I'm going to set her record straight. That, you know, I know that you think you're all that in a bag of chips, but you're not. And I know she's probably not going to hear a lot of that from those that are in cahoots with her, but somebody's got to tell her because she really thinks she's cooler than sliced bread, friends, for a better way of saying it. But Gaetz, Gohmert, and Boebert, alongside Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe, you'd think O'Keefe would have more common sense than that, with all due respect. Atkinson explained that federal agents intended to plant evidence of child pornography against her husband, but never ultimately did so. Okay? Is that hard to believe? It's not anymore. I remember when I was first initiated into the reality of life. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that with much wisdom comes much sorrow. Oh, it's true. It's true. You can go ahead and keep your head stuck in the sand all that you want to, friends, but I'm telling you what, this is the reality of what's really going on out there. The government can put themselves up all day long as being the good guys, but the fact of the matter is, pull the curtain back, you're going to find the exact opposite on so many different fronts. I suppose you want to hear for yourself as to what Cheryl had to say, so let's hear what she has to say.
Those matters up.
May I say one little reported facet of my case is one of the federal agents involved in one of the operations against me said that they intended to plant child porn in my husband's computer. This is the FBI. There's been a case that's currently in litigation, unrelated, in which an FBI agent has testified that they did that. They have done that. It was not accomplished in my case. I guess the curtain was drawn on that facet of the operation prior to them doing it. But imagine how you ever get out of that. They knew we had a young daughter at home and has allegedly conspired to do that.
Now, just imagine, friends, how many people are in jail right now who didn't actually commit the crimes. And you can rest assured as to who they are. They were the ones that were standing up against the criminals themselves. Read Proverbs 17:15. That's an abomination in the sight of God. And you can rest assured, those that are sowing such seeds, it's just a matter of time before it all comes crumbling down right over the top of your head as well. I don't know why people think that it's no big deal to sit there and play games with the Lord, but I'm telling you what, it's not a good place to put yourself, especially when you accuse the innocent of those or for the crimes of the guilty, in any sense of the word. I'm just thinking of a scripture right now. 8:11, yes, that's it. Ecclesiastes 8:11, and it says, when people are not punished right away, it makes others want to do evil too. That's a different translation, and that is the New Century Version. I've never heard that one before, but we will go back, and I will go to the King James Version, that of 8:11, and I want you to hear it as to why these men do the things that they do. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil, but they fail to remember that it rains on the just and the unjust. What does that mean? It means whatever seed you sowed, have sown, good or bad, it's raining, and you're going to reap a harvest. And you get to eat the fruit of your harvest, like it or not. Again, just for the record. So Atkinson, noted that while the FBI failed to plant the evidence of child pornography. See, now listen. So the government is now planting child pornography at the same time pushing forth a transgender, no such thing, agenda onto the American people, zeroing in on their kids. In public schools, pull your kids out of public schools. Proverbs 22:6, you're responsible for raising up your children. Luke 7:35, your government's doing all of this. Did you know that, as a matter of fact, did you know that pornography was illegal in this country all the way up until 1968? Isn't that crazy? So now the government's become the creators of the very content. And then they use it against the people, just like drugs. I mean, just imagine how much this bureaucracy makes off of drug traffickers and drug users and drug dealers, so on and so forth in America. But most people haven't taken the time to understand it's the CIA that's trafficking the drugs. See, so here you have the Gestapo, the CIA, and the Gestapo, the FBI, committing the crimes against the innocent people on the behalf of the people that they're really working for. Not a good place to put yourself, Americans. Not a good place to put yourself, Americans. Let me say this again. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. So here it is. The FBI, being equated to the Gestapo, is setting up their political opposition. The same way they did it on January 6th. The same way they did it concerning the governor in Michigan. And I keep making reference to those friends because you've already been told several times as to who's responsible for orchestrating and engineering both of those scenarios. And it's not the innocent American people. It's aimed at the American people. Okay? It's aimed at the American people. Atkinson said, it was not accomplished in my case. I guess the curtain was drawn on the fact that of the operation prior to them doing it, but imagine how you ever get out of that. They knew we had a young daughter at home and had allegedly conspired to do that. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. The FBI's handling and procurement of child pornography has been well documented in the recent past. Back in May, for example, the San Francisco Chronicle revealed that the federal agency had been in total control of an online child pornography service that showed thousands of images showing children being raped. This is the FBI showing thousands of images of children being raped, displayed and abused for 2 weeks in hopes of, guess what? Catching the site's users, making criminals out of innocent people. Making criminals out of innocent people, these agencies. Are in the present taking thousands of images and showing children being raped, displayed, and abused. This is the FBI. The website functioned as a message board that included topics such as how to lure a child in my car, meeting other pedos in real life. And yet, friends, they haven't been held accountable for the crimes that they're guilty of committing. The FBI. Putting such topics out there as how to lure a child into my car? Does this go back to McAfee when he had told us, if you want to know who's doing the child trafficking or sex trafficking in the United States? He said the State Department in the United States of America is the guilty party. While operating at the direction of the FBI, the site continued to distribute child pornography online, court records revealed. At least 10,000 photos of children being posed or posing nude, raped, or otherwise abused were broadcast to the site prior to the FBI finally shutting it down. Oh, friends, here, I am telling you, I have got so much film, so many pictures of information, of harassment concerning my ministry. Hey, folks, this is why I hang tough. This is why I hang tough, because I know the reality that many people think that is a theory. I know it firsthand that it's not a theory. If you think for one moment that bad guys are without the United States of America, you better wake up and understand, folks, that it's your own people trying to set you up concerning the innocent for the crimes that your own people are guilty of. We're doing it to ourselves. Numbers 32:23. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.